the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Lord Jesus, I just pray over the word that Samuel has prepared. Thank you for the time and effort that he has put into the work today. And I thank you that his word stick with us and go with us from this place this evening. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nicola. Okay, so as we've heard tonight, we're thinking about boldness and persistence in seeking God in prayer. And the passages that we have had read to us, I think, are really good examples of what Jesus has to teach us about boldness and persistence in prayer. Specifically, the Luke 11 passage about boldness and the Luke 18 passage about persistence. Do keep them in front of you if you have them, as it would be good to have them for reference. Before we turn to what Jesus says, I wonder if you have thoughts on what might link boldness and persistence. If you think there's some other thing which kind of they overlap with or which brings them together. I'm not sure what you think, but I can tell you what I think. I think that boldness and persistence are linked by having courage when facing obstacles. When you have courage and face an obstacle, usually you're trying to achieve some good thing and there's an obstacle in the way. And so you need boldness to kind of fight against this obstacle and go for the good thing that you're trying to achieve. And you need persistence to keep going when that fight gets tiring. An example might be running a marathon, where you think that running this great distance is a good thing to do, and so you have boldness to sign up to do that, to sign up to training for it. And then you need to have persistence to keep going through the training, and then also when you're actually running the marathon, to keep going. So if what I've said is right, then we should expect Jesus' teaching about boldness and persistence to be about obstacles. So looking at these passages, what are the obstacles that Jesus is referring to? I think in Luke 18, the parable of the persistent widow, the obstacle's fairly clear. It's about times when we feel like giving up in prayer. Chapter 18, verse 1 tells us that Jesus wanted to show his disciples that they should always pray and not give up. In Luke 18, I think the obstacle is a bit less obvious. The context that Jesus is teaching in is that his disciples have asked him to teach them to pray. Therefore, I think Jesus is giving guidance about how we should pray, what we should ask for, and that we should go to God. I think that the obstacle could be our tendency to not go to God in prayer or to not ask for the big things that God wants to give us. Jesus ends that section of teaching by saying that God will give us the Holy Spirit. He will give us himself. So taking these things together, I think there are three things that we can learn from Jesus today based on what we've had read. Firstly, that obstacles in prayer are expected, then that Jesus' remedy to these obstacles is to know God's goodness. And then finally, because obstacles are expected and God is good, then we can have persistence and boldness in prayer to find him. In telling us these parables, Jesus is like a good guide, and he is preparing us for the Christian walk and what it will actually be like. Hebrews tells us that Jesus is the pioneer of our faith. Before Christ came, the way to God was kind of like uncharted territory. It wasn't really clear how we would go. But Jesus, by coming, demonstrated and kind of mapped out what the way was. And in doing that, he also knows what pitfalls or traps there might be on the way to knowing God. And as a good guide would do, he's here telling us what they are so that we can be warned about them. If someone were to ask you for directions, then you would probably tell them if there were any obstacles in the way. This happened to me just a few weeks ago. I went on a walk at lunchtime at work, and a path that I usually walk down was completely flooded. Obviously, we've had a lot of rain recently. So I had to turn around and go a different way. But when I got back to the office, one of my colleagues was also going out on a walk. And I knew that he often goes the same way, so I warned him. I said, oh, that pathway is flooded. You might want to go a different way. Jesus, I think, here is doing a kind of similar thing. He's saying, as you walk with me, you'll find times when you are tempted to stop praying because it seems like your prayers aren't working. Here's what you need to do to be prepared for those times. So we can start here that if you are here today and you trust Christ, then you will have times when it feels like your prayers aren't working, or you feel like giving up, or that you don't know what to pray for, or that it feels like you're praying for things that aren't quite what God wants you to pray for. If you haven't experienced those times, then you can know that it will come. The Lord has told us these parables to prepare us for it. And if you have experienced it or are experiencing these times, then you can take comfort knowing that Jesus knows you and that this experience doesn't mean that you're out of the ordinary or that God doesn't care for you. As Jesus shows us in both of these passages, it's the same remedy to both of these obstacles that we face in prayer. Jesus tells us that the reason we can be bold and persistent is because of the abundant and exceeding goodness of God. We've seen that Jesus presents the remedy, we've seen that Jesus presents obstacles in prayer as expected, but it's the same remedy in all of these examples. Jesus' remedy is to know God's goodness more deeply, and he does this by presenting three contrasts between evil humans and a good God. In Luke 11, with the story of the man asking his friend for bread, we see Jesus saying that boldness can get us what we need, even when we go to someone who is otherwise unwilling to give it to us. But how much more will boldness work with God, who Jesus later tells us that it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom? It's the same in the other parables in the later section of chapter 11. Jesus contrasts that even if we who are evil know how to give good gifts to those who we love, then how much more will God, in whom there's no darkness at all? And in the parable of the persistent widow, the main point depends on the contrast between the wicked judge and a good God, the idea being that if persistence works, even with an evil judge, how much more will it work with a good God? So earlier I spoke about Jesus being the pioneer of our faith, but he also presents himself as a doctor. And if Jesus is a doctor, then he's dealing with our tendency to ask for small things or to want to give up in praying. And the remedy that he prescribes is an indirect one. The remedy is to get a clearer vision of God's goodness. If you've ever had a pain in your body, you may know that having pain in one part doesn't mean that that's necessarily where you need to have the treatment. For example, a weakness in the muscles surrounding a joint can cause pain in that joint, but you strengthen those muscles by doing other exercises. For example, you might have elbow pain, but you overcome it with wrist exercises, or knee pain, but you overcome it with doing some hip exercises. You have to kind of solve this problem indirectly. Similarly, I don't think Jesus is saying that you get boldness and persistence by trying harder, by your willpower to be bold and persistent. Jesus is saying that it's by believing that God is good, even when it seems like everything is going wrong, that will give you the strength to keep going to him until you receive an answer. Without a firm belief in God's goodness, you won't be able to muster up in yourself the boldness and the persistence you need to keep going or to ask for higher things. So we can say at this point that if you feel like giving up seeking God in prayer, or if you're not sure what to pray for, or if you're asking God for small things, then don't just start by trying to be more bold and more persistent. You need to come at it indirectly. Jesus' solution is to know more clearly how good God is. And the absolute and incomparable goodness of God is one of the foundational truths in the Christian life. Augustine puts it in his Confessions like this: "Who then are you, my God, most high, utterly good, utterly powerful, most omnipotent, most merciful and most just, deeply hidden yet most intimately present, perfection of both beauty and strength, stable and incomprehensible, immutable and yet changing all things, never new, never old." To be bold and persistent, you need to have God's complete goodness fixed in your mind and in your heart. One way you can do this is by spending some time meditating on these parables or on other passages in Scripture which show God's goodness. Some good passages I go to would be Psalm 16 or 104, the first chapters in Ephesians, or Romans chapter 8. And there's many other good passages you could turn to. But by spending time meditating on these passages and the meaning of the words, then we can form our minds to lay a foundation of God's goodness deeper and deeper in them. And from that place of knowing God's goodness, you can have the boldness and the persistence to overcome obstacles in prayer. So I'm just going to finish by suggesting some kind of more practical things that you can do to push the dial of your boldness and persistence a little further along. So I've just spoken about how I think Jesus is saying that to be bold and persistent, you need to know God's goodness. So one way you can do this week is when you pray, just remember or call to mind God's goodness when you begin praying. By remembering how good the God is who you're about to speak to, it will put you in the right frame of mind to bring that boldness to your prayers, and it will give you the energy to turn to him again if you feel like giving up. Another thing you could do for boldness when you pray this week is that I expect you'll probably be praying for the things in your life this week, that school or work or home will go well, that God would provide for you and your family, maybe for good health and these kind of things. And these are all good things to pray for. But maybe you could also pray this week for some kind of higher things, more of the Holy Spirit. You could ask for greater love for God and your neighbor, a deeper faith in Christ, a more firm hope in him and in his promises, and for God's love to flow through you to those around you. These are some ways that we could be a bit more bold in our prayers. For persistence, you could choose something you're going to pray about every day this week and maybe onwards. Maybe for a particular person or situation which is on your heart, or something in your life which you're struggling with. You can be persistent and just keep praying about it every day until you start to see things change. We've spoken in some of these evening services about sharing stories of seeking God. And I think that this could be a really good way that if some of us committed to things to pray for every day, we could in the future have stories to share about how we've seen God work in response to those prayers. And finally, you may want to return to a spiritual discipline which you had previously committed to, but maybe you've given up on. Last summer, we had a series on the disciplines, and we considered Sabbath, prayer, fasting, solitude, generosity, scripture, community, service, and witness as disciplines. Did you plan on following through on one of these, and how's it going now? Could you return to it? This could be a good opportunity to return to it with persistence. So that's what I think Jesus is teaching us, at least partly from these passages. Since we can expect obstacles in prayer, and yet God is good, then let's be bold and persistent in our prayers. Whatever it is you choose to do this week, none of us can do it without the work of the Spirit in our hearts. So I'll now close with prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your promise that you will be with us always. We know that all authority has been given to you. Please teach us to be bold, to go to you in prayer first, and to ask for the best things that you have to give us. Please help us to trust you. Please give us the persistence we need to continue through trials and to keep coming to you. Please work in our hearts by your Spirit to transform us into your likeness. We ask that you would glorify yourself in our lives. Amen.